to a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Fairy Studios. We alter your locus aureus by storming your synapses with rejuvenative radio caves. Please insert the blue wire into your anus now. We warm your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit, so to speak, to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Jim Jesus and Michael W. Dean?
Yes, I can feel it.
Can you feel it? Yeah. Well, we got Puri Rothbard meowing in the background.
You got a cat? Let me see if you, picture your cat, man. You got a kitten or a cat?
Okay, it's secluded. It's being sequestered right now.
Why?
To be kept away from the other cat. Because they apparently hate each other. Yeah.
You got a cat.
The Freedom
today,
Fiends.
Huh?
No, this is a couple of days ago. But I haven't been home much. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Get yourself a free BIPCOT button by doing stunts like going to Burger Fiend in Nashville and taking a picture with BIPCOT.
Apparently, your junk is covered by a BIPCOT no government flag. I've got
it is. It is in one particular meme. Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I am always wearing my BIP strong, so I'm
give
always.
A selfie
I
do, stick or do you,
I do not. I did that.
Your roommate.
I did that with a timer.
Ah, okay.
Grandpa, you could do that on an iPhone now.
Oh, watch it. Jim Jesus has cats older than Nick Hazelton.
probably a few months.
Yep. That was
she turns. She turns
today.
18. She turns 18. 4th of July. That's when I found her. So oh, Nick, she's probably a little
Nick
bit older
turns
than
18.
That, so.
Yeah, Nick turns 18 like after Porkfest. So well after Porkfest. So yeah. But they're gonna auction his virginity off at Porkfest.
Wow, he'll be old enough to vote now.
Ew, he'll be old enough to not vote. That's Nick will have never voted. Think about that. Like he went full and
unvarnished.
He's a gold star. He's a gold star and cap, like a gold star gay, like Derek J. Yeah. He's never been with a woman. Unlike Steve Miller, who got drunk and experimented in college and got his.
Oh, I wasn't drunk.
Pinky.
It was Christian college. I wasn't drunk at all. I was bored. That's the Christian version.
You were
version
bored, and there were no men around. You were the only woman there. No, wait, that's not.
Idle hands is the devil's playground.
You've just triggered me and my right in the pronouns.
Hey, I have a suggestion to help keep the NSA at bay. I don't know if this is legal or not, but what if, you know, when you put pictures on Facebeef and it tries to tag it, like, which of your friends is this? Tag it wrong. Tag it as someone else. Today I tagged Tim, the precious metal dude. It was a picture of Vermin Supreme, the free pony guy.
My mom used to collect those precious metals figurines.
Yes. The Alpine Shepherd Boy.
Yep.
Every time I upload a meme of Hillary Clinton, it tags someone named Henry on my friends list for some reason. Thinks that that's him. I think someone tricked the Facebook algorithm to do that, but anyways.
Yay.
Dude. Yeah. I have to fight it.
Good.
I get tagged as Ed Snowden all the time. People will put Ed Snowden in memes and it will facially recognize and say, oh, Steve Miller, he's up to those antics again. What a zany little scamp he is.
I'm amazed he gets back and forth to Russia so quickly. He's at the new shopping store in Kensington, and then the next minute he's back in Russia doing live streams to Keene, New Hampshire.
I heard someone talking about welfare to work in relation to Hillary Clinton today, and the first thought that ran through my head was, we missed a golden opportunity by calling it feed the homeless when we should have called it welfare to worms.
That'll be the next one. We'll figure something else out. Have we talked about feeding the homeless with you since it happened? I can't remember.
Well, I missed out on my golden opportunity to pass out radios at the Bernie rally today because Bernie was in Atlantic City. And I thought I had a connection to get things in place, basically, to have these radios. But like, you had the epoxy problem first of all, and then you had the reception problem.
Yeah,
and yeah,
those got to be local. How many radios do you have left?
Not too terribly many.
Five.
No, there's probably a dozen. But
well, MP3 players or radios? I don't think there were a dozen radios.
Radios? Yeah, there were.
Yeah, those little square ones that look like bigger ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get back out there and do them and videotape it, because video where it didn't happen. You know, did you guys hear that Oregon is going to, like, give reparations to people who were convicted of marijuana-related crimes? This is mind-blowing to me. I can't believe a government is doing this. They must have heard the fiends talking last night about how we want Nuremberg trials for drug warriors and people who were in the drug war and relished doing it. We're, you know, we're going to have courts someday where they will be sentenced to work camps the rest of their lives to give the money to people they harmed.
Yeah, but dude, life imitates fiends. Wait until three years from now when yaks represent 10% of the economy.
I can't wait. It's going to be so good. I wonder if Burger Fiend is going to sell yak meat after touching the fiends.
Their eyes have been opened now.
I know.
They've been touched by the fiendy hand.
We're actually going to have something we've never had, I don't think. I think Nima Vidati did a restaurant review about 5 years ago. But we're going to have a restaurant review tonight of a place.
I'm going to this place, by the way. I'm getting in my car and driving there.
It's in Iowa, right? You think it's in Tennessee. I think there's two of them.
Is it in Iowa?
Yeah. I think
there are multiple Burger Fiends.
I think it's a chain.
During the commercial break, I'm going to catch this up, but I don't want to get droned, so I'm not going to look it up right now.
So how did you find something called Burger Fiend for the Freedom Fiends? It's a restaurant.
A friend of mine tipped it off. Andrew Dellinger. And Andrew, if you're listening, I specifically bless your grind.
You had another grind to bless, too. Who was it?
Yes, Ben Farrell, recipient of multiple Freedom Fiends buttons today, including the rare and new hot off the presses Fiendbot 3000 button.
Yeah.
I don't give those out to just anybody. So, Ben, I bless your grind. And thank you for suffering through that awful comedy show with me tonight.
Hey, if Derek Jay's listening, since the Fiends really are just Twitter on the syndicated commercial radio, somebody just pointed out to me that so Derek Jay, who's been doing great work all the time, every day, all day, but he went to public school. Actually, he had a problem doing some simple math today, and I was like, yeah, it's because you were born in 89, and I was born in 64, and they actually taught basic math in public high school when I was a kid. You know, they didn't when Derek was a kid. So Derek also made a really weird, funny typo. He made a really, because Nima Vidati's about that age, and I know, because he tells me, or no, his little brother.
I gotta pull the nah there. They teach a lot of math now, and it varies
wrong.
Very wide. It depends where you go. The math's wrong, dude. I'm an artist for Bernie, so 1 + 1 = 7.
Yep.
Okay, unless it's a delegate for Hillary, then it's zero.
So somebody pointed out this really funny typo that Derek made. So there's this group called the Gay Anarchists on Facebeef. It's the Gay Anarchists.
Oh, yeah.
And he covered it, BIPCOT, no government license, which he actually should. And actually, there's also a second typo in here. It's like BLIPCOT. It's BLPCOT. But the really funny typo, and Derek, if you're listening, I know you are, you should get on this right away. It says, this license allows use by anyone except ACCEPT, government agents. Should be except, EXCEPT. So he's accepting government agents with his use of the BIPCOT. Derek, fix that, please, for everybody.
Don't bottom for the state, Derek.
I know, he's throwing open his britches and polluting himself with the state. He's ready to accept the state.
People love a badge, you know? That's hot to people.
Yeah, I love with a uniform that's not a shiny badge that was made by our Muslim friend. Yeah.
Wait, by the way,
are you talking about Obama?
Burger Fiend.
Yeah.
Burger Fiend is based in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a further drive, and I don't know that many people in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, so you're going to go to
Tennessee. And I'm looking at a picture of it, and it looks really good. They got a picture of a burger with jalapeno penis, jalapenos all over it, and I'm like,
jalapenos? Penis?
Jalapenos? My diet.
We have Burger Fi in Philadelphia, and I'm wondering if we can get Fiend Fi Burger Faux Burger
Fiend Fi Faux Fum. Is that always faithful to burgers?
I don't know.
Is that the city of burgerly love? Fiend Fi Burger Fi.
Yeah, we are doing it today. You are knocking them out of the park left and right.
I know.
You're well rested today. You're all nebulized up.
I took a nap. And I did some nebuloading before the show. Yeah. I'm ready, man.
Yeah. You're fully loaded tonight. I'm fully rested too.
If people haven't noticed, what's been happening lately? Like, for a long time, I couldn't do much of many shows, but lately I've been doing like the first two or three shows of the week. I'm doing most of the show, but then like by Thursday, I've lost my voice, so I can't do it. But yeah, it's the second show of the week. I'm here, man. I'm here. I'm not queer. I'm get over it. No homo.
Yeah, arms. You're 164th.
I'm 164th gay.
Yeah. Okay. Does that show up on the 23andMe?
What do I do with the hot sauce in my pocket then?
Ooh. Yeah, well, there's some places you definitely wouldn't want to get hot sauce. Call me crazy.
I have.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Put a straight guy alone in a room full of his girlfriend's lingerie while she's at work and give him a quarter gram of crystal meth and a syringe and lock the door, man. Get out the mirror and the hot sauce.
The boss with the hot sauce.
Steve doesn't even know what I'm talking about. He's gay. And he's like, wow. You're triggering me, Michael.
I'm not.
You're sumosexual.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
But honor my identity.
You don't like fat guys. You do.
Wait, yeah, I do.
No.
If you're yellow, you're my kind of fella.
We've been over this, but go ahead.
Yeah, we've been over this. Yeah. He's got to be either Asian or fat enough where his eyelids are fatted over.
I thought he had to be Asian and fat. Because I saw a picture of a fit Asian guy that you were seeing at some point.
Wait. I mean, comparatively. So here's the thing. Like, the last dude I dated was this chef, and people called him the glitter hippo. And wow.
I'm triggered.
Go on.
I'm overweight and I'm triggered by that.
He was 5'9", 280. And yeah, nice. Just dancing around the kitchen. And yeah, this was at peak Taylor Swift as well. So
he was fit. He was like a young Jackie Gleason.
It was bound to end dramatically between the glitter hippo and I. Womp womp.
Glitter hippo. Wow. All right.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem without firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Free Coast Financial Radio app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market,
but tell you how they make money in a variety of investment and artistic endeavors.
The Free Coast Financial Radio app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on finance, liberty, and technology from the coastal region of New Hampshire.
Because there's a lot more to New Hampshire than just Keene. Free Coast Financial Radio. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior audio quality.
The Free Coast Financial Radio app is covered by the BIPCOT NoGov license.
Go on the Google Play Store
or on Amazon
and search Free Coast, all one word.
And please rate and review.
Worms.
Sure. Well, I was just going to say that my girlfriend is a third world prostitute and I bought her family account.
What's that from?
It was the title of a Molyneux video.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee that the title is the only good part of it. But anyways.
Wow. I'm looking at
my girlfriend's a third world glitter hippo and I bought him a wig.
It was a black wig, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how it goes. Black wigs matter.
So tell us about your friend Mike Randazzo, and this can segue into we have a topic tonight. While we wait for the Burger Fiend restaurant review person to get home from the private jet flying him from Burger Fiend. And then we're going to talk about this really weird Christian radio show from the 90s and play some audio from it. You know what I'm talking about. But I think the Venus Project would segue well into that. So go ahead. What you got?
So, all right. A friend of mine, Mike, bless his grind. He literally builds the roads. He is a lineman
for the county
For the real crew.
But he's never heard that one.
For the New York Giants, he plays the offensive line. No. He power lines. He goes and he repairs them. And he said that, so the power lines, like, there's a culture that comes with it. And if you search linemen on eBay, you get this treasure trove of the crappiest, most hokey memorabilia. And I found a lineman belt buckle. And this was how I first got turned on to it, because I was doing my daily search of eBay for belt buckles and bolo ties. And I found this lineman one, and I'm like, yo, Mike, do you want me to get you this lineman belt buckle? He goes, oh, that's tame compared to the other things that they have. And he showed me a t-shirt that said, God created linemen because cops and firefighters need heroes too.
Wow.
Yeah. And, but like, they really think they're like heroes for putting up lines, and you do a job and you do it well, and you like, you're more necessary than cops and arguably firemen, because fires don't happen all that often anymore. But I mean, come on, tone it down with the whole, people get a martyr complex about whatever their job is, and like, they're in unions, they make, you know, pretty good money. And
hey, we're building the roads to Alpha Centauri here, man, and being Walmart's gonna build the roads is one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. So there.
Yeah,
so thank me for my service, or I'll murder you.
Please clap. Please thank me for my service.
I'll stick my murder dog on you. So I have great news.
Stick your trash panda on me. If I can't have a glitter pinto, I want a glitter hippo. I want a trash panda.
A glitter pinto. So a glitter pinto. We're not going to go to the Weird Christian Group radio show yet from the 90s, because I just got an email from Andrew Henderson, and he just landed from the corporate jet that's bringing him from Burger Fiend, and he's going to get on at the break. And in the next segment, we're going to have our second restaurant review in 5 years for Burger Fiend, and I'm really psyched about it. And we do have freedom, Bipcot, a whole bunch of Bipcot merch, and he's making Bipcot stickers, and they're $2.50 for a 3-inch die cut round blue and white Bipcot sticker, and they're really nice. I have one on my laptop next maybe to my Libertarians Against Humanity and my LRN.fm sticker. Go ahead.
Maybe I'll start doing restaurant reviews and call myself a gutter zagot.
Oh,
that's funny, man. Yeah.
So I did a little bit of I did a trade with him. So I'm getting those stickers for one of my Bipstrong. So
yeah. What's a Bipstrong? And tell people where they can get them.
Oh yeah. So the Bipstrong is a Bipcot No Government Human License, so that it prevents governments from interacting with
you.
It's a
bracelet.
Well, they can, but you know, you can make fun of them. And on top of that, it also cures cancer and state. Actually, I can say that it cures statism. We did some tests, independent.
You wore it around some Bernie Sanders fans and some Trump fans. And
during Feeding the Homeless, there was this woman who was paralyzed from the neck down, and I rubbed my Bipstrong up against her neck, and now she dances for the Rockettes.
Nice, nice.
Yep, she was pretty cute. I didn't realize she was cute under all that.
Under all that toothlessness, she grew teeth because of the Bipstrong.
May not actually grow teeth.
Your mileage will vary. Your smileage will vary.
Bums in the rearview mirror may be smaller than they appear.
Yeah, you can get them at lawbirds.com, but I traded some for that, and I think that was a good trade. I don't know how many he's going to send me, but maybe he'll tell me, because he sent them out this morning. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I did...
Tell me about it. Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. Trump is a liar, a socialist,
I did a reverse.
And his hair smells like stale steak. You got one, Steve?
Well done, steak.
I think Jim is buffering hard.
He is. He's falling down a beehole on Kenny G.
Yep.
What are these people talking about? Someone in Utah is saying that right now.
Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
The Central Scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN, or virtual private network, from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Burger Fiend.
So, this is the Freedom Fiends, and we are joined. We are joined together under Burger Fiend. So, we got Andrew Henderson. How you doing, Andrew? We got a guest.
Pretty good, man. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Nathan, let us know. Or Kyle, let us know. Whisper in our ear. Let us know if he's loud enough or too loud or whatever. So, you just got back into town on the Burger Fiend corporate jet. Where are you and what is Burger Fiend?
Well, I am in Little Canada, Minnesota, and Burger
Little
Fiend,
Canada, Minnesota?
Little Canada,
based
Minnesota.
On the temperature?
Pretty much, man. We have two seasons here, winter and road construction.
I'd say that about Wyoming, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be winter and poutine.
Burger Fiend
because it was
is
Little
this
Canada.
Awesome burger place in Iowa. I've heard you guys talk about it so many times that I just had to stop by on my road trip. So
to Burger Fiend, do they know what a fiend is? Is that what it's, I mean? Are they like burger addict? Is that what they're saying basically?
Pretty much, yeah.
Or is their last name Fiend? Because that is a name.
That would be awesome, but no, it's just a burger addict.
So let's do a restaurant review here. Tell us about Burger Fiend.
Well, Burger Fiend has probably some of the best burgers I've ever had from like a fast food type joint.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if y'all have like a Culver's around where you're at, but it's a heck of a lot better than that.
Nope.
No.
So is Burger Fiend
better than A&W for sure?
Am I correct in my understanding that Burger?
But yeah,
that
man.
Burger...
You know, I've heard you guys talk about it so many times. So that's why I had to stop by. I met the owner. Ollie gave him a Bipcot sticker, you know. I talked y'all up and said, hey man, you know, the Freedom Fiends talk about you all the time, and you know, I offered to buy a shirt from him to give it to you, Michael. And he was like, yeah, sure, $10. And I was like, all right, no problem. He's like, you know what, since they advertise for us all the time, I'll give it to you for free. So he gave me a shirt.
Nice.
And I mailed that out today, so you should have it by Wednesday or Thursday.
Swag.
So it's going to have to become the Sisterhood of the Traveling Shirt. I think I'm going to have to like mail it to each fiend, and they'll mail it to the next fiend for a few months at a time. And, you know, I did used to give bass guitar lessons to Anne Brashears, who wrote The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, when she was 14 and I was... No, she was 15 and I was 19. I was friends with her brother, Bo, who's like my age or a year younger. And so I can make the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants jokes. I think we're going to have the Sisterhood of the Traveling Burger Fiend shirt. So what else, man? What else? What's on the menu at Burger Fiend right now?
Well, there's like probably 20 different burgers. The root beer floats are awesome.
Ooh, that sounds great.
There's Euros, all sorts of just delicious stuff, man. And it's super clean. Their staff are very nice. Bathrooms are very clean. I got to throw that in there.
Nice. You know?
Yeah.
Bathrooms are clean. Kids eat free.
Yeah. Side dishes, they serve.
I mean, they're covered under the Bipcot license now, so there's no excuse not to go there.
Nice. So
do they serve gummy worms, or is that a thing?
Oh man, I wish. Yeah.
So yeah, Jim is our resident gourmand
for sure.
He's our resident gourmand. So you interview
because that, are you saying that because I'm fat?
No, because you're always talking about food. You talk about food more than anybody on here, and you're actually getting skinny. You're on a diet. You're skinnier. So
yeah.
So you're probably craving. You're craving a Burger Fiend about now, I think.
Actually, I just got a pizza. Today is my cheat day. So. Yay.
Do they ship by FedEx? That's what I'd like to know, Andrew. Can I can I order them with their Yak Burgers with Bitcoin?
Oh, I would hope so. I mean, I'm sure with enough public pressure, they'll switch over to Yak Burgers and only accept Bitcoin.
Well, we do have no. They should accept any currency: pesos, dollars, Bitcoin, and we do know a yak farmer. Yeah, gold teeth from knocked out of the fallout of crackheads' mouths in Kensington. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since Nick is on his way to Porkfest on Yakback, on the way back he can stop in Iowa, sell the yak, make some
go through Burger Fiend's drive-through on his yak.
Yeah, and then offer the butchered meat to them, and then
that's pretty awesome.
Fly back with the money that he's earned from the yaks. Yeah.
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 The drive-through at Burger Fiend, does it have the clearance for yak?
Go there again, and I'm probably gonna make a few road trips that way. So.
I don't think Andrew, you can hear me, right?
That's right.
I don't think you can hear Steve. Go ahead and talk, Steve.
But here I am. Can you hear me now?
I cannot hear Steve.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, snap. Yeah.
Can you hear Jim? Talk, Jim.
Talking into a wall.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can hear me. He answered my question, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Steve is buffering hard on Kenny G over there in Kensington.
I'll come back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear him now.
Later.
Oh, he can hear him now. Too late now. So next time you're out there, you should definitely try to twist their arm into getting them to at least give out gummy worms to the kids' meal or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know? Or getting them to say worms anytime they order something, you know, like super, you want it supersized?
Worms.
Worms.
Worms. Yeah. Nice.
Yep, yeah, so. Man. You know, I mean, I was just stopping by on my way back from Missouri, and you know, I mean, it was directly on my way, so I had to stop and nice. Check it out.
Wow.
So yeah. I know there's two locations, and I stopped at one of them on the west end of town, so there's another in the east end also, so maybe I'll have to try that one on my return trip.
It's a chain with two links.
Yeah.
It should have more. I really think that they should add Yak Burgers, start accepting Bitcoin in addition to dollars and pesos, and go for it. Just spread across the land, man. And I think it should be an option in Cell 411. There's this program, this app called Cell 411 that we're big fans of, that basically replaces the police. Like, you call a crackhead. No, you call your friends instead of calling the police with this app, and it works, and it's saving lives, and you know, your friends don't show up and shoot you, sometimes the police do, but I think that Virgil should add something to Cell 411 where you can like order Burger Fiend burgers too, you know, because I don't know, I mean, police say they protect and serve. What do they serve? I want them to serve me. I want someone to serve me Burger Fiends if I'm paying their bill. They're, you know, they could have drones. They should have drones that deliver Burger Fiends burgers.
Burger Fiend drone. I'm totally down with that.
Fiend drone. It's Miller back.
Miller's back.
Cool. You got a question for Mr. Burger Fiend here for Andrew?
Yes. Does the drive-through at Burger Fiend have sufficient clearance for yak antlers? Yes or no?
I believe it does, but there's only one way to find out. You got to take a yak there.
So that's why do you call it Burger Fiend? Like nobody uses the word fiend except rappers and us. So how do you know to use it fiend?
He's a rapper.
I'm not quite sure how he named it. I didn't have too much time to talk with him. He was, you know, busy doing scheduling and all that. But yeah. You know, he was kind enough to take the time to talk to me for a little bit, to accept a Bipcot sticker from me and to give me a shirt for Michael. So I mean that's pretty cool.
Nice, man. How's your Bipcot sticker business going?
Well, I sent off four today in trade for a Bipstrong. For a Bipstrong, nice. And somebody ordered four of them today too. So that was really cool. So it's off to a good start so far, and you know, hopefully it'll continue.
Nice. I think you should send some to the Silk Road guy in jail.
Definitely.
If he puts it on his wall, he'll just be able to like teleport through it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Do you hear that they took away his privileges for growing an apple seed in jail? Ross Ulbricht. He had an apple, you know, in his lunch, and he sprouted the seed, and they took it away and crushed it, killed it. And he sprouted another apple seed, and they crushed it and killed it, and said if he grew anything else in his cell, they'd throw him in the hole. In solitary.
Without government, who would destroy the apple seeds?
I know, man.
Well, they could have been drug seeds. He could have been growing drugs.
So no, they just didn't want him to. They didn't want him to have any life around him. I think that's what it is. I really think government they denature nature. That's what they do. They denature alcohol, poison everything. Yeah. So we need more private industry like Burger Fiend. So you got any more? You got any more Burger Fiend info there, Andrew?
Nah, it's just an excellent place to eat. I would
How much is a burger at Burger Fiend, out of curiosity?
The regular burger I think was like $3.50 or something like that.
Are you serious? That is 1/3 of what a burger will cost you in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's like dirt cheap. It's good food. So I mean, there's no reason really not to go there. And I mean, if you have listeners in the area, I'd highly recommend that they'd stop by.
If you're within 200 miles of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you should drive.
Are we on the air in Cedar Rapids?
No, I'll look it up during the break though. I think we're on the air somewhere.
Place that's not terribly far, and I think Cedar Rapids might be in the Quad Cities. I don't know
what that is. What is that?
Quad Cities is a big metro area in Iowa. There's a lot of folks there, and there's a movie, Cedar Rapids, highly recommended. It's funny. It's from 2011.
That's not even the current year.
Yo, the year's more current than it's ever been, and I was describing something the other day, and I wanted to say things were different back then, but I said the year wasn't as current back then, and I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, things were weird back then. People used to smoke indoors, beat their wives. The year wasn't very current.
I don't know what that means. Explain the current year meme. What does that mean?
So, one thing that people from the left primarily, although you'll hear it in other cases as well, but in limited circumstances, are making an argument by just making this appeal to modernity where you say, listen, it is 2016. I can't believe we're still having this argument. Make X change. I can't believe the Catholic Church doesn't ordain women. It's 2016. I can't believe X doesn't Y. It's 2016, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And everything always comes back to what year it is. It's the current year. And hacky stand-up comedians will tell jokes on this premise all the time because it's becoming a common plague upon comedy where people think spouting their opinions into a microphone is the same thing as telling jokes. And
that's what we do on The Fiends.
Yep. Well, sometimes we front them as jokes, though, which there's not even a veneer of that in comedy today. So right.
We'll be back with more after this trip to the Yak Market. Go to BurgerFiend.com.
More of Why Comedy's a Cancer with Steve Miller.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Hey, this is Squisgar Squigelts from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. By sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Two designs for
Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch, and now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Love Twitter? Do you love Twitter?
It sounds like Twitter's a porn site, man.
Do you love Twitter? Do you love Twitter?
Yeah, well, there is a new there's LRN.fm, which is a great network. We're on it. We're on GCN, which is a great network. We're on the radio from GCN, internet streaming network for Liberty, LRN.fm. But there's a new one, and it's the Free Coast Financial, and there's a radio app for it. There's an app, Android app for it that I made. Go on the Android Play Store or Google or Amazon if you're on an Amazon Fire tablet, and search Free Coast, all one word. So what were you going to say? What were you saying during the break, Steve, about my choice of interviewees? Like, people write me all day long and say, like, hey, I can get you an interview with my friend that will talk about ending the Fed. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't do interviews. But I do occasionally. Out of 950 shows, I've done about 10 interviews or 15 interviews. So, exactly. Yeah, it's arbitrary.
So yeah, here's who we've had on. Here's who we've had on in interviews lately. We've had CJ from the Dangerous History Podcast, and we have had Drew. As what CJ did was, CJ became a history professor. He was in a graduate program. He did some work toward a doctoral program. He grinded out for years in a faculty position. He's published. He published a bunch of stuff. He eventually became a history professor at his college, and I think it's Florida. He recently said where he taught. That. It was like a big thing. You could do that. You could go to that trouble, or you could visit one restaurant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and that'll guarantee you an interview spot as well.
Yeah. Oh, I'd rather talk to Andrew about Burger Fiend than have Ron Paul come on and talk about ending the Fed, by far.
Or an ex-cultist. We had an ex-cultist. You had you interviewed me when you thought I was True Shives.
I interviewed you because I thought you were True Shives. But then I liked you, and I improved your audio and got you on as a teaching hospital example, and then realized the brilliance of Jim Jesus. I like you two guys because you don't really need show notes to do a show with you guys. Yeah, you'd be praised.
No, we're LeBron and Kevin Love.
I never have famous people on the show. The only time I ever had a famous person on the show, we had Chris Novoselic from Nirvana on the show.
I headlined an open mic tonight. Don't get it twisted.
Okay, you're famous too. But the only reason we had, I like that guy. I like Chris Novoselic, but I had him on basically for two reasons. One is because that was when Nima Vidati was my only co-host, and Nima's younger and like grew up listening to Nirvana and was like starstruck that I knew this guy. So like I had to do it to impress my friend Nima. And the other thing was I knew Chris Novoselic said that like he loved my band Bomb, and Kurt Cobain loved my band Bomb and turned him on to my band Bomb. And I've been telling people that for years, and everyone's like, you're lying. So I was like, I had to get him on record saying that. So I did. So there.
Nice.
You
could be abused in a cult, you can be a professor and host an awesome podcast, you can pretend to be True Shives. Or you can go to a fast food joint in Iowa.
Or your kid can create Silk Road and go to prison for 19 life
spend
terms.
$3.50 on a cheeseburger. Yeah.
Hey, he went out of his way, man. He went hundreds of miles out of his way, didn't he, to go to Burger King?
Yeah, no, I'm 60 miles. Bless Drew's grind, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
But
Drew's a true dedicated fiend, and he's also merching the Bipcot. Like, he made these really nice Bipcot stickers. You can go to Bipcot.org, and over on the right, you can click on the get awesome Bipcot stickers, and it has the info. And here's the thing, like, I've created an industry here. Like, if you want to get rich or, you know, make a little bit of money and have some fun, download the high-res Bipcot images from the Bipcot.org site, make merch, sell it, send all the links and info to me. I do not take a cut because it's Bipcot. It's covered Bipcot. You can use it if you're not a government. And I'll even help promote it for you. Like, my goal is for Bipcot to get so famous that people forget the Freedom Fiends and... like, they don't even need to know me, except I would like my gravestone someday to say, here lies the guy who invented the Bipcot no-gov license. That would make me happy.
Oh, yeah, it was that guy, wasn't it? Oh, yeah.
Vipcot.
Don't even put my name on my gravestone. Just that. Here's the guy who invented Vipcot.
Put a QR code.
Put your Bitcoin wallet.
A QR code.
To your Bitcoin.
Just a QR code and a Bitcoin wallet sticker. Yeah. Yeah. Worms, we'll be back for hour two of the Freedom Fiends, where we're going to talk about crazy Christians. That's the segment coming up. They're not all crazy. Steve Miller knows a Christian. He almost became a priest. And not for the reasons you people are thinking.
Yeah.
Mighty people.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
I never endorsed Subway.
Ugh.
Ugh. Low-hanging comedy fruit.
Bless your grind.
Bless your grind.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
God. What are the fiends in heaven? Isn't that an Eric Clapton song?
Yeah. You know, my old drummer said that. Here's the weird thing: is that song was written before Eric Clapton's kid fell out the window. I've heard a conspiracy theory that he pushed his kid out the window to sell records, but I don't think so. But somebody else wrote that song, didn't they?
Trigger warning. This is the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah.
Broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite Lipair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT. No government license. This allows reuse by anybody except governments or people who seek to file down my BIPCOT covered cemetery plot. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. The Freedom Fiends remind you that Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. That Hillary Clinton is a liar, a socialist, and her pantsuits stink. That Donald Trump is a liar, a socialist, and his toupee smells like grilled meats. And we remind you
well done me.
I remind you that Austin Peterson is a liar, a socialist, and he is internet poo posting made sentient.
Wow. Wow.
With bad audio.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we are the so we were talking about Joe Paterno during the break, and that's all we're gonna say.
I loved
about
him
that.
In the Matrix. What?
Ugh. Ugh. That's a current name similar year joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the Embassy of Heaven. Jim, can you get the Embassy of Heaven Wikipedia page up, please, while I introduce this? Oh, I do want to say that last night I talked at length about how Amazon had touched me on the doll in bad places and like sent me completely inappropriate, like it canceled my account as an app developer for no reason. And then like restored it with no apology, no explanation. And like today, 24 hours later, I got two robo emails from them saying, like replying to my original emails to them saying like, oh, by the way, your app is live, after that had already happened yesterday. So Amazon, go home, you're drunk. And you know, I'm kind of worried about the idea of how inaccurate their robo emails are when they are a company that now owns a company that makes military robots and is planning on drone delivery. They bought that company that makes the loud headless dog robots that they're always kicking in YouTube videos. Have you guys seen that? Boston
Wait,
Dynamics.
Isn't that what you hear in the background of every single person that's on the Freedom Fiends ever?
Until I get done with them. Yeah. Y'all start with bad audio. And
Yo, you are really feeling your audio oats today. Listen to you. We have not done a single segment on this show today where you have not made mention of your audio improvement game.
I was trying to recruit new clients.
Yeah. Yo, that's
Jim. Jim's hard in the paint. Tell us, Jim.
I was going hard in the paint against Anarchy Ball about his bad audio, which horrible I like audio. Anarchy Ball, but oh man, that was so bad. It hurt.
Well, the thing about Anarchy Ball is it's actually like six different people. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
It's not just the one guy.
And they're all in caves made of tin.
Yeah. one of them was like There was a guy that was bragging like that he owned like 50% of some company that's a multi-billion-dollar company that's been around for like 40 years. And I was like, hey, I have a lot of medical issues. Can I have some money? And he's like, oh, no, I can't access any of my money right now.
Well, you should have accessed at least $60 and get yourself a good microphone, at least.
I know. You should have.
Speaking of money and people that claim to have millions of it, Tony Styles is...
Now, can you spell that? Is that with a Y or an I?
It's with an I. S-T-I-L-E-S. Okay. Tony Styles on the Libertarian Party convention website has said that he's a venture capitalist, which means that you have literally millions of dollars, and that he started and made successful over 20 businesses that are publicly traded, still around today. I forget the exact wording of it.
He's the ogre of Omaha. Isn't that what they call him on Wall Street?
The ambassador of awesome.
He does live in Omaha. He's one state over from me. I could like send my drone over to say hi to him. That's not a threat.
The coke head of the cornfields. So Libertarian Party, I have a special challenge out for you. I will donate $50 for each company that you can independently verify that Tony Styles founded, that made millions of dollars, and that is still around today.
Wasn't it $1,000 last week? Or was it $1,000 total?
It's $1,000 total. It's 50 per company.
Okay, and you didn't explain that very well because there is audio.
I didn't have time. We are up against segment length.
Hey, you're on record saying you'll give $1,000 per company they can prove. So you better correct that seriously right now or you're going to be... But they can't prove any of them, so go ahead. You'll give them $1 million.
It might as well be $50,000 per company.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't get, because you know what, you don't go ask people for their HBO Go passwords when you're a billionaire.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he put out a status like on Thanksgiving saying, "Hey, I'm bored. I'd really like to watch the new Game of Thrones.
I'd really like to break the law." Yeah, he's basically saying, "I'd really like to break the law, and I'm too stupid to own a VPN and use a torrent." So yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't get it on the on the underground file road, you know.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this nutty Embassy of Heaven. So Jesus, I mean, Jesus.
By the way, I actually know what this is. After you, I was like, I don't know what this is, and then I pulled it up, and I'm like, oh, I know who this is, because I think we've even talked about one of the guys that was involved in, well, at least a customer of the Embassy of Heaven before.
We can't talk about him by name, though, because he might be on the same network, and I signed a contract that said I wouldn't. So, Now I can say this. Bradley Dean is the guy you're talking about. He was a client of Embassy of Heaven. But no. Bradley Dean divested himself heavily and quickly and ran screaming in the opposite direction from Embassy of Heaven at some point.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a guy named Kent Hovind, who I know he doesn't have a show on GCN.
I don't know him. Tony Styles used to have a show on GCN. As far as I know, he's the only person to ever be fired from GCN for failing to show up and do his radio show. After going through all the machinations it takes to actually get a radio show, he didn't bother to do it. And then he bragged he was on no stations, and he bragged to everybody that he was on 30 stations, and that he was, what'd he say, Steve, the greatest something in the world?
Yeah, the hottest. Hottest, greatest, richest. It's just generally
best looking, being fattest,
being awesome all the time. And
I'm fattest.
It always trying to scam somebody. Like when he's not trying to make money off of people, he's trying to get loans he's never going to pay back. A friend of mine needed a car, and Tony hit him up and was like, "Hey, I have a car that I'd like to donate to you. All I need is a couple $100 to get it on this truck that my friend who owns a car moving company, and so he can take this beautiful car with pictures from Google Images that I'm going to give you right now." And he's, this Cadillac CTS is on its way. All I need is a couple $100.
Okay. So before we did him already, I really want to get him.
But
so
But yeah, go
Jim,
ahead.
Jim, do you have MC of Heaven to read? Now, before you
cue
read
it up, Jim,
I want to play some of their audio. Now, this is from the 90s, and they were on shortwave radio. This is in the 90s. You couldn't be
shortwave, dude.
You couldn't be this nutty and be on commercial radio. So, and these were recorded on a reel-to-reel tape recorder, and then somebody put them on the internet at some point. So this one is going out to Randy England. This is a short piece. It's a minute long. It's called Christian Lawyer is an Oxymoron. Okay, so here we go.
You're listening to the Voice of Heaven Network, proclaiming the good news that the kingdom of heaven is here and now.
Looking for a Christian attorney with reasonable rates and effective representation?
No.
Christian attorney? That's an oxymoron. An impossibility. No such thing. Famous hot ice.
You're interrupting my ad. Looking for a Christian attorney with...
Jesus called lawyers children of hell. A generation of vipers.
When you need legal protection, please call us.
Protected by vipers? What kind of protection is that? Attorneys are the blind leading the blind, stirring up strife and demanding vengeance.
Protect yourself. Get a lawyer.
I want the protection of Christ.
Call us at 1-800-666.
If Christ be for us, who can be against us? We have no need of them. Christ is our only advocate. Our only defense. Vengeance is his, and his alone.
I don't even know what's happening.
Wow. I think that was God striking the Christian lawyer down with a thunderbolt.
You're listening to the Voice of Heaven Network, proclaiming the good news.
Okay, so, Jim, tell us a little bit about the Kingdom of Heaven.
That was an audio chick tract.
It was, basically. Yeah. Oh, there's hundreds of them if you go to radio.embassyofheaven.com. So tell us about this thing, Jim.
The Embassy of Heaven is a Christian-based new religious movement based in Slayton, Oregon that seeks that to separate cult? From secular is government.
Isn't new religious movement a euphemism for cult? The same way that the Freedom Fiends being called a high maintenance,
high demand group. High demand group is a cult, but a new religious movement includes cults, but aren't specifically about like there's other like harmless groups like the Raelians, which aren't.
Well, these really guys don't have a lawyer, so they can't sue us, right? Just if we call them a cult. Yeah,
they'll just sue you in the kingdom of heaven, and
See, here's the thing, though, these people actually.
Well, I haven't barely got to the first line, so we wrote, people are kind of confused about what these are. So basically, they're an organization that they're kind of like a sovereign citizens movement type organization that says that, you know, you don't have to pay taxes, you don't have to do any of the stuff that the government demands from you because you're not a citizen of the United States, you're a citizen of the Kingdom of Heaven. Now, this was probably made more popular probably through Kent Hovind than anybody else, who was a YouTuber, still is a YouTuber, he just got out of jail for tax fraud, which he said that he wasn't liable to pay income tax because he wasn't a citizen of the United States, he was a citizen of the Kingdom of God, and he was laughed out of court and thrown in jail.
These people sell passports and license plates.
Right.
That's the fun part. And people actually drive around with these license plates, and there was actually a CSI, the Vegas one, where there were some people driving around with some like right to drive license plates. We'll have more of this when we get back on the Freedom Fiends.
Coming soon, Bipcot license plates.
Yeah, which is kind of a parody of this kind of stuff. All right.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free Android app for your phone, tablet, phablet, or other Chrome robot turd. The app is available now from the Google Play Store, from Amazon, and from freedomfiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode feature, and so much more. You know, the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world. But when the fiends aren't live, you can also use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free. And of course it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends. Review it on Google Play and Amazon. Prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio. And get ready for lip there with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Soy unpentathol.
Soy unpentathol. I'm a loser.
Soy unpentathol.
Kill me.
I am pentathol. I'm a driver. I'm a winner. Things are going to change. I can feel it. All right. This is the Freedom Fiends. And we're talking about the King, the Embassy of Heaven, which is this group that goes back to. Does it say what year they found, were founded, Jim?
It may have, but I didn't see it.
All right.
Eternity ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me play another thing of another short, a radio short. Put on your radio shorts. This one's called Those Who Follow Jesus Will Be Lonely. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but it's short. It's a minute. So here we go.
You're listening to the Voice of Heaven Network, proclaiming the good news that the King.
Okay, first of all, that's the music from Masterpiece Theater. Second of all the production on this sounds like old-timey radio from the 40s, doesn't it? Really, it does. Yeah. I mean, like, it sounds
Freedom Fiends.
Jimmy Olsen with a press pass in his hat should be announcing this, I think. Steve?
Yeah, it's probably ahead. It's probably what the dude grew up listening to in, like, 1927.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, he is, like, 95. All right, here we go.
Let's go back to the show. G. Gallagher Williers.
Loneliness, your new companion. When you chose to follow truth and leave the world, the battle became very lonely. Friends became scarce, family deserted you, and neighbors scorned you.
But you are in good company.
Noah built and voyaged alone.
His neighbors laughed at his strangeness and perished in style.
Abraham wandered and worshipped alone.
Sodomites despised the simple shepherd. Followed the fashion and fed the flame.
Talk about you, Steve.
Daniel dined and
there's nothing
alone.
I despise more
Elijah
than a simple shepherd.
Sacrificed and witnessed alone.
Jeremiah prophesied and wept alone.
Jesus loved and died alone.
Yes, it is human to stand with the crowd.
Okay, this isn't funny. This is just kind of typical old-timey Christian radio show. I'm not going to make fun of that. But
I will.
You will? All right. So here's what I want to say. These people, as zany as they are with the, you know, right to drive license plates, I think that there is a direct lineage between them and Cop Block. I think without them, there would not be Cop Block. If you strip out all the weirdness from these people and then add smartphones, you get Cop Block. You have to add beards and muscles too, and weed, but and guns. No, these people had guns, but Here's why. All right, so these people actually are mentioned in one of Boston Tea Party's books, and he's a guy you should check out. He's a Wyomingite. He was the founder of Free State Wyoming. Now, if people don't know, when the Free State Project started, like 12 years ago or whenever, they had a vote of everyone who's interested of which state they wanted to be. And there were like 10 states, and Wyoming came in second to New Hampshire. And there were people who said, I like Wyoming. I'm going to stay here instead. So there is a Free State Wyoming. It's smaller and quieter, and it's not on the internet, and everyone's older. I'm sort of a adjunct member. I'm one of the
So they don't
guys.
Have that agility to chase down the parking maids like they do in Keene, huh? You know,
right?
You know
but they
have, yeah.
But they can all like they can all shoot a dinner plate with a rifle at 600 yards, which nobody in New Hampshire can do because New Hampshire's too small to have any place you can shoot that far.
And I've seen the activists in Keene, and most of them aren't going to be using dinner plates for shooting, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, and there's a lot of bad gun handling in New Hampshire. Everybody in Free State Wyoming is like, you know, they're like gun teachers, you know.
Sweep me, bro.
The people here are totally into gun safety, and they totally know what to do with guns, and they're more into rifles than handguns. You know, they carry handguns, but it's just to fight your way back to your rifle. So Boston Tea Party, in his book, You and the Police, actually said, like, you know, he said, I have a lot of respect for people who drive with the right to drive plates, but I'd never do it. And he went on to say, like, basically, look as square as you can, have a clean car with clean plates that are, you know, like have your car registered up to date, all that stuff, like do that part of the government stuff so you can be as free as possible. And I agree with that. I do that. You know, my insurance is up to date. My license is up to date. I don't have crap bumper stickers all over it. I don't have crap in the back seat. If I get pulled over, I look square. But he said he respects those people and he doesn't do it. But he's not saying like obey the law, be law abiding. Like he went on to in the next segment to say like basically tell you how to carry a gun in a state where it's illegal to carry a gun. He said, you know, keep it in your car in a briefcase that you lock when you get pulled over. And it's a lot harder for a cop to demand that you, it takes more probable cause to get into a locked container, a briefcase than just into your, you know, to pat you down with a Terry pat. So, you know, he knew about these people. He had respect for them. He seemed a little inspired by them, but took it smarter. And then he wrote this book, You and the Police, which is the blueprint for cop lock. Like it's written like way before cop lock, before there were cell phones, but it's everything cop lock does, and they were partially inspired by it to make cop lock. So, yep, even the weirdest people, like the Embassy of Heaven, serve a purpose in this soup we call liberty.
The strangest of saints.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You're listening to the Freedom Beat, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios.
We're here with these are covered by a BIPCAT, no government license.
Indeed.
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Absolutely amazing.
You didn't sound teeny enough there, Steve. Steve. Sound teenier.
Well, no. I'm too Ohio. I got too much steel mill
you
in that voice.
You spent too much time in the ghetto there, brother. I think you're sounding a little black. And I can say that because I'm 164th.
Oh,
black.
Man. See, you say that to me, and I almost responded with a slew of profanities. You can't bait me like that. You're a master baiter.
You're just trying to get us kicked off of radio stations, aren't you? All right. I'm going to charge you $1 for every station you get us kicked off of. They're worth a lot more than that to me.
And then I'll give it to the Lulberts, and they can get on one radio station.
There you go.
And pay for it.
So what is your plan? You're going to get on this radio station. It's $25 to do a show per night. And you're going to get one advertiser. It's either going to be Burger Fiend, who are 1,000 miles away from you, or it's going to be J. Neil Schulman. He's going to pay you to not talk about him, right?
Yeah. I can also run an ad for his book and his movie,
which you hear is great. His book,
which I hear is absolutely fantastic. You should definitely watch it on Amazon Prime with the subtitles on. Trust me.
Now, you said that. I don't have time to do that. Tell us what the subtitles reveal.
All right. So I think it's been enough time now. So the subtitles, if you turn it on, there's things that go on in the movie that aren't explained that have subtitles for it. For example, there is when the boy goes into one of the houses or his friend's house who has the dog, and I was always wondering about this dog. Why is this dog always going like, and then they get inside, like the house is fine. There's no dog. Everything's well. It turns out, according to the subtitle, it says that this is an alarm system with a fake security dog noise that's playing every time they open the door. Explained in the movie.
Any movie that needs an explanation, I really think is a bad movie to begin with.
Shyamalan.
Yeah, like even weird movies, like Memento, you know, you had to think about it, but it didn't really need an explanation. Did you just get a Bitcoin donation? Is that what
I
heard?
No, I wish. No, I wish. That was... What was that? That was a Russian girl. Anyways,
are you Russian over there?
Just give me your credit card and come to Russia.
Actually, she's going to pay. I don't
You sexy American say, man, yeah. you.
But anyways.
So memes. Why are long memes bad? First of all, what's a meme?
Hold on. There's one more subtitle.
We lost him. He's droned. So, Steve, long memes.
I have to talk about him.
You got droned.
He and Snowden are over in Russia trying to pick up some Russian babes.
Buffering hard. Do you think they provide babes for Snowden?
I would hope so. I hope they'd say, here's your Faraday cage and here's, yeah. I mean, I would hope, like, I mean,
Faraday cage.
Given the name of the guy's last name, I would hope they're putting him up pretty nice.
Snowden.
So anyways, the other subtitle was there's a prostitute with a glowing tattoo that moves throughout her body, and it makes like this weird noise.
Her
and
body?
Apparently the weird noise is saying, don't tread on me.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, I figured that out while watching it, actually.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. So basically this movie has footnotes, is what you're saying.
In the subtitles, and it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
That's bad. What's a meme? What's a meme?
A meme.
A meme.
It's those images that young people share on the internet that have words on them, like, you know, a cat that says "bless font. Your grinder." In what? Oh, in Arial font.
Impact.
Ah, impact. Is that a serif or sans serif font?
It's type. I don't know.
Does it have pointy things on it or not?
What?
You don't I know just what know it says impact. Font.
That's. I know what it's. I know what sans serif is. All right, but I don't know if it's one of those. But impact.
Impact is a sans serif font. I'm looking at it now. It's a bold. The bolder looking a font is probably the less serifs it probably has.
Bold and the beautiful.
Yeah. So, is there a word limit to fonts? There should be, because if fonts are. I mean, to memes, because if memes are too long. No one reads them. Like really,
they're like
they
drinks
like
at Starbucks. Give me Comic Sans extra sharp.
Yeah, they need to be like bumper stickers with maybe two more words in them.
So my bank is Bank of Internet. It's an internet based bank, and Bank of Internet, I'm not even kidding, uses Comic Sans in their logo, and that was when I decided to be their customer. I said, "Whoa, they've got."
Legit
committed to the internet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I really like that meme of like somebody, it's a sign that someone printed out in Comic Sans that's like on a door, like this door out of order. And then somebody wrote underneath it, we're a Fortune 500 company, not a lemonade stand. Do not use Comic Sans. I like that. Bank of Internet. This is like some dude's apartment. It's got to be. You're like really putting your money in Bank of Internet. Although, you know,
I've 2 years, never had a problem once.
Wow.
Wow.
How do you withdraw your money? Are you just you
write checks? They're insured by the government. Don't worry.
Bank of Internet USA. This is a thing, people.
Yeah, yeah. The FDIC
that's
insured.
The current year we're living in.
Wow. Equal housing lender. But
Bank of Internet. It sounds like Chinglish to me.
I like Square. Have you heard of the Square thing? It's kind of like Bank of the Internet, I guess, but it comes with an app for your phone. But you can set goals for it. So every single day, you can set it. So like, okay, next year I want to have $200 extra money to play with at record store day. And it'll take like, okay, if you save 35 cents a day or something from here on out, then you can have enough money for that. And then it takes that out of your safe to spend money. And you don't even really notice it. So that when it comes time, you have $200 to spend to blow. You can cancel it any time. So it's like, and it's free thing. So I've been saving money for my birthday and then record store day and Amazon Prime.
You've been doing pretty well with money. Is your new job pay better or something? Because
no,
last year you weren't spending like $500. Oh yeah, you were. You were getting merch made last year. You were getting card decks made last year. That cost even, but you raised money for that.
Those are even more.
But you raised money for that. Like you got $500 out of pocket for the slip mats, the Bipcot slip mats.
No, I paid $700 for Volume 3 out of my own pocket. The other ones came from a crowdfunder. That's this is true. But the Pip Strongs cost me about $550, and then the turntable things cost me about $120. So
yeah, but
they're awesome, and I just bought them just so I could have one of my own, and then you know hopefully make my money back on it. But we'll see. They glow in the dark, man. Come on, you go on the turntable and it bipcots it and glows in the dark. Come on.
Do they have to be charged to glow in the dark, and do they fade, or are they actually radioactive, like radium, like old ones?
Oh, I wish. I know. Just ambient light will make them like glow fairly okay.
How come but you can't if you, buy if radium paint anymore? If you bake them under a light,
they need to. I miss the old days where they had those things where they put like a strobe. And they'll shoot a light, and then it leaves your shadow on the wall for like 15 seconds. And so you...
Well, actually, I have radioactive sights on my Glock. They last for 10 years. They will glow in the dark for 10 years. What's that called? It's a little gas in a tube. I forget what it is, but it's iridium, maybe. Do you guys know about this?
No. No. No.
I think we got iridium of it.
All right.
I'm punning too hard tonight. I apologize to everybody who's listening to this episode. My groan quotient is through the roof tonight. But thank you for sticking with us. I know if we're still playing in your iTunes feed or on your radio right now, bless your grind. You stuck with me through some pretty rough puns tonight.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jim, what else is new?
Yeah, that's about it. I don't think there's anything new. I haven't been doing YouTube videos at all. I've just been uploading Fiend stuff, so, and Lulbert's, but no, the plan, the Lulbert's plan, that's what we were talking about. Lulbert's, the plan
it's
was
like the Marshall plan.
On a radio station. Yeah, you get on one station and it just spreads.
There was a new wave band called the Marshall Plan. Horrible name. Yeah. There was also a new wave band that I actually saw that were signed and like, but I saw them play at a frat in UVA that were called Guadalcanal Diary, which was the name of like an old war movie or something. Isn't that a horrible name for a band? I think it is.
Well, I work at a hipster music venue, so
Tritium. Tritium dots. That's ones. Tritium is the radioactive material. Tritium that's in the Glock sights that glow for 10 years.
Show me your trits.
If you can find me some uranium paint, I will definitely apply some to the Bipcot turntable if you want one.
Dude, you are gonna get me droned. You can buy uranium ore. Have you guys seen the uranium ore on
Amazon? What's the other option?
Read the reviews.
Uranium ore what?
Uranium ore what? Man.
I thought you were going to with the pun.
I might be interested. Depends what it's up against.
No. Start with the puns. How dare you?
It's used for calibrating Geiger counters, but one of the questions is, will this take me back to the future in my DeLorean? No, your DeLorean uses standard GE general purpose waste disposal fusion reactor. Uranium-238 is not fusible material and thus will just clog the intake, rendering your reactor useless. I recommend ordinary H2O for the reactor and place the canister of uranium-238 in your pocket where it will serve the best interests of the human race by improving the gene pool.
Wow.
That's a good
response.
I want to turn my pet iguana into a 400-foot tall K-A-I-J-U with radioactive breath. How many should I buy? Two should do the trick. Three is overkill, literally. He'll die if you use three.
The former Secretary of State can turn into any reptile she wants.
Yeah. Great product, poor packaging. I purchased this product 4.47 billion years ago, and when I opened it today, it was half empty.
Oh, I get it.
Half full.
Yeah. Half. Yeah. Is it a physics joke, or is it a
it's
dead, might be alive physics joke?
It's a half-life joke. Yeah, it's a half-life. Yeah. Because it loses half of its thing.
I bought this to power my homemade submarine that I used to look for prehistoric life forms in a landlocked lakes around my hometown in Alaska. At first, I wasn't sure if this item would or could arrive via mail, but I'm glad to see it showed up with no problems. Well, almost no problems. My mom opened my mail because she does not respect people's privacy. She was pretty upset to see uranium ore. After a long argument and me running away from home again, she finally stopped being an idiot and I was able to get back to work. This quality is on par with the stuff I was buying from the Libyans over at the mall parking lot, but at half the price. man.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
If you really want to make America great again, you really need to put freedom back into the blue. It's about time.
All right, now
it's current year.
It's the final segment. It's Redemption, the third act. And before we just fade out reading Amazon reviews of uranium-238 ore, which is sold because America and because it's used to calibrate Geiger counters, what do you got, Steve?
So I just want to plug a Facebook page to everybody that I stumbled upon via my comedian friends. It's called Yankton, Yankton, and Surrounding Area Confessions. And it's an anonymous confession page for the residents of Yankton, South Dakota, which is a town that has about 2,000 people in it. And everybody in the town knows each other, and you give your name and your age. And you just confess to whatever, and the people all think they know who it is all the time. So go in, put in some fake confessions, and you can create a bunch of drama in a small town in South Dakota from a distance. The end.
Nice.
Yankton and Surrounding Area Confessions on Facebook.
All right, Jim, you got something about that loan?
No.
Are we just okay? So, who has the uranium thing up? Who wants to read one?
I've got it up. I'll read you one. This is a 1-star review.
Okay.
It says, not to be critical, my reactor has a first name. It's S5W. My reactor has a second name. I can't tell it to you. I love to work it every day. And if you ask me, why, I'll say, because Westinghouse has a way of making mutant DNA.
Wow. Here's a 1-star review. This is not a woman from the Ukraine. Very disappointed with this purchase, but can only blame myself. Please read description when sober. All right, Jim, you got one?
No, I told you I don't have it.
Okay. I fed this product to my dog, and now there are glowing green poops everywhere. 5-star review. Great product, however, do not consume. When I passed it, now my weaponized stool blew the bottom out of my toilet.
2 stars. Pubic and butt crack hair removal at its best. This is fantastic for removing pubic hair. Just apply it liberally around your genitals, and the hair simply falls away by itself over the following days. Fantastic. I'm going to try some on my butt crack to see if it works there, too.
And if anybody has a problem with that, it's like 3 a.m. What are you doing listening to the radio? And if your children are listening to the radio, you're a bad parent. They should be asleep. And you should pay more attention.
And your kid is going to rub uranium on their butt crack, and it's going to be completely your fault.
Yep. Here's 1-star review. Did no make me super mutant. Worst buy BY of my life. Wow.
Help, I put this in my pet spider's terrarium, and he got out and afternoon and bit me. Now I can't drop any objects from my hand, and I have a tingling sensation whenever someone throws something at me. I've also acquired a taste for witty banter and ladies named Mary Jane.
Is that a Spider-Man joke?
Yes, it was a Spider-Man. Wait,
1-star.
This was you.
It wasn't. It was me?
Yeah, it was you. What's it say? It says you and worms.
No, that's not me. I'm master of cats. Libertarian on Amazon.
I thought you were the libertarian Spider-Man. All right, anyways, go ahead.
No. I'm master of cats.
I thought you were Amazon. True Shibes.
No, that's Jim. So here's one. 5-star, great birthday present. I bought this for my friend Schrodinger. Next day, he lost his cat. Physics jokes.
One-star review right here, all caps. Warning, not a suppository.
They spell suppository correctly?
Yes, they did. They got a lot of butt crack jokes on Amazon.
Here's a 5-star review. I finally made tobacco grow in my backyard. That's a Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Never again. Do not work in the Dear Leaders missile program. Too low grade. Next time we use industrial, and this is all caps, we use industrial grade furnace instead of backyard foundry, the world will finally fear the true Korea. Wow.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Yeah,
they're coming at my lover.
North Korea is best Korea. Do not live near Gamorrean. Did not have great luck with plutonium. Stranded my young friend in 1955. He had to get struck by lightning at home. So tried this instead, but it really broke my time machine. People found this helpful.
Roswell that ends well. Did you ever see that episode of Futurama? It's my favorite episode of Futurama. Oh, really? It's the one where they go back in time to Roswell, and it turns out that Bender is the alien that crashed at Roswell. And you find out that somebody is their own grandfather, but we don't want to go there on the
Ray
radio.
Stevens.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. No.
I was given this product at a discounted price for my honest review. Me likey. All right. Thanks, guys. Pretty good show.
Thank you.
Good worms.
Bless your grind.
Be back tomorrow night. More Freedom Fiends.
Back at it.
Barack Obama's a liar, socialist, and his feet stink. So's Trump.
Yep.
Hillary's pantsuit stinks. Bernie smells like tinkle.